fell into the sensual never after. Out of body, out of mind. He stroked her hair 100 times. Now she fell deeper into the hypnotic unwind. Way into the suggestive mind. Planting a seed that bears fruit on the tree. He said, repeat after me. Repeat after me. Repeat after me. 1 + 1 + 1.
If we can't do it, nobody can. Good morning and welcome. This is unusual. I'm actually starting a little early and I hope that doesn't throw anybody off. If God was one of us, just the same as one of us, just a stranger on the bus trying to make his way home, what would we say? And as I've reiterated a couple times, we are thinking, as Prince did, of the eternal with many names. God is one of them. And I'm beginning to, you know, as I'm thinking through strategically what we need to do to unify the globe and to put within every one of our hands the understanding that not only we can do this, but we have to reclaim our world, our own bodies, because the alternative is that in order to hold this the critical nature of this juncture in our minds as the only course for us is to organize. I'm beginning to think it is important to personalize a bit, as we'll talk more about in a minute, to hold in our minds the vision of a free future across class time. We needed to have someone we could embody that principle of the eternal, of infinity in, so that we could feel loved in a system that structurally creates the opposite experience, the experience of not feeling loved.